Wave control.
Hello there, guys and gals. How are things? How are you doing? I'm not bad, just okay, 50-50. I can't say I'm great or tremendous, but just passing, okay. Not bad. This is the 21st session, and it's about time to keep my promise. Remember, I'd promised you before to speak less Persian, and of course, more English. Yep. Tell me in your comments whether you're satisfied or not. Tell me if you're pleased with what I'm doing. Okay, first of all, let me tell you something about the last session. Last session, I talked about families in top notch. Remember? I told you there are two kinds of families, extended and numerical. In case of numerical, I got mistaken. We have extended and nuclear. Nuclear families, not numerical families. Of course, the word numerical is related to numbers, but the right one is nuclear. So keep in mind, we have two kinds of families, extended and nuclear, not numerical. I think this is kind of important, so I've got to explain in Persian. دوستان، جلسه 21 که قرار بر انگلیسی حرف زدن، من فقط این رو چون مهمه میخوام به فارسی هم توضیح بدم که جلسه قبل ما راجع به خانواده حرف زدیم و من گفتم دو جور خانواده داریم، extended family، و یه اشتباهی لپی کردم گفتم numerical families، بعد میگفتم nuclear families. حواستون باشه دو جور خانواده داریم، extended families یعنی خانواده گسترده و nuclear families یعنی خانواده های هسته‌ای که شامل فقط پدر و مادر و بچه‌هان، و extended family که خانواده گسترده. extended nuclear, not numerical. All right, let's get back to English. The first thing we're going to cover is, as usual, top notch. Let's go to top notch.
Windows 1, 44. Pearson Education 2-10, a conversation model P31 Winamp, left bracket, paused, right bracket.
Yep, let's go.
31. Conversation model. Exercise A. Read and listen to people describing their families.
Do you come from a large family?
Not really. I have two brothers.
What about aunts and uncles?
Well, I have three aunts on my father's side. And on my mother's side, I have two aunts and three uncles.
That's pretty big.
Page 31. Exercise B. Rhythm and intonation. Listen again and repeat in the pauses.
Yeah, now it's repeating time. You've got to listen and repeat in the pauses. I'm going to explain if I see something difficult or something to be explained.
And practice the conversation model with a partner.
Do you come from a large family?
Repeat. Do you come from a large family?
Not really. I have two brothers.
Not really. I have two brothers. Repeat.
What about aunts and uncles?
What about aunts and uncles?
Well, I have three aunts on my father's side. And on my mother's side, I have two aunts and three uncles.
Repeat.
That's pretty big.
Repeat.
Page 32.
Yes, let me explain something here. On my father's side and on my mother's side, it's very easy. Because we just have the word aunt and uncle in English. In English, they're not separated, just like in Persian or Arabic. In Persian or in Arabic, they're separated. Such as amme, khale, amu, dayi, they're separated. But in English, they're not separated. So to distinguish them or to tell them apart, we say on my mother's side means from my mother, and on my father's side means from my dad. Let me tell you something here. In these tutorials, I try to speak slowly. I mean, the way I speak is just like special English. Have you ever listened to VOA special? VOA, Voice of America, has got sort of program called Special English. And these programs, speakers, presenters, and radio announcers speak slowly. Not very, very slowly, but a bit more slowly than usual. So I'm doing like this, but I'm not sure whether you can follow me or not. Tell me in your comments how much you can follow me. But it doesn't matter. Don't be afraid. If you don't understand what I'm saying, or if sometimes you're sort of confused about part of my speech or one of my words, please look it up. That is, find it in a dictionary. Just consider my pronunciation and try to find the right spelling. For example, if I say begin and you don't get it, you don't understand it, you say begin. It may be B-E-G-I-N. Then you give it a try. You test it. You look it up in the dictionary. So the first solution is looking the words up, finding the definitions of the words in your dictionaries.
46. Pearson Educate.
You can use American Heritage, enclosed with your Kurzweil 1000, or you can use Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, which is completely compatible with JAWS or NVDA, or you can use Babylon, for which I left you the tutorial on gushgon.ir. Yep, let's continue. And the last way is telling me about it in your comments. If you couldn't look it up, if at last you couldn't understand it, just ask me in your comments. I'll tell you about it. Okay? Let's continue.
Windows 1, 46. Pearson Education 2-12.
How are you? Exercise A. Vocabulary. Similarities and differences. Read and listen.
Yeah. Similarities and differences. Similarities means things are similar. The word similar means the same, like each other. For example, twins are similar. They are alike. They are not different. JAWS and NVDA are different. Eloquence and, let's say, neo-speech are different. They're not the same. Yes? Hello and hi are the same. Hello and hi are similar. Hello and hi are alike. Yeah, let's go.
How are you alike?
We look alike.
We look alike means we look the same or we are similar. That is, we don't look different. We are not different. We're similar. We look alike. We look like each other.
We look the same. We wear similar clothes.
We wear similar clothes. That is, our clothes are similar, are not different.
We like the same kind of clothes. We both like rock music. Both of us like rock music.
We both like, both of us like, they're the same. Means we two, the two of us.
46. Pearson.
The two of us means both of us.
How are you different?
We don't look alike.
We don't look alike. Differences. Now, how are you different? We don't look alike.
We look different. We wear different clothes. We like different clothes. I like rock music, but he likes classical. I like rock music, but he doesn't.
Now listen again and repeat in the pauses.
Now you should listen again and repeat in the pauses.
We look alike.
Repeat.
We look the same. We wear similar clothes. We like the same kind of clothes. We both like rock music. Both of us like rock music.
We don't look alike. We look different. We wear different clothes. We like different clothes. I like rock music, but he likes classical. I like rock music, but he doesn't.
Page 32. Listening comprehension. Exercise A. Identify similarities and differences. Listen to Lucille Kennedy talk about herself and her sister Laura. Check the statements that are true.
So listen to Lucille Kennedy. She's talking about her sister, Laura. She's talking how they're different and how they're the same. How they look different and how they look alike. They are twins. Lucille is talking about her twin sister. Lola and Laudan were twins. Lola and Laudan were twin sisters. They did look alike. Unfortunately, they passed away. They died. They're not living anymore.
Explain your answers.
We're talking today with Lucille Kennedy, who comes from a family of three kids. And, Lucille, I hear you have a younger brother.
Right. 5 years younger.
And a sister.
That's right.
And you and your sister are twins, is that right?
Right. She was born 8 minutes before me. I was the little one.
Well, tell us a little bit about your sister. What's her name, by the way?
Her name's Laura.
Laura? So, Lucille, do you both look alike?
We do, actually. A lot of people can't tell us apart.
Really?
But I wear glasses all the time. She only wears them for reading.
I see. Some people say twins like the same things. Is that true for you two?
Well, we both love Mexican food. We always have the same thing when we go to restaurants. And let's see, we like the same kinds of movies.
Anything else?
Well, this is kind of funny. Sometimes we each buy almost the same clothes. Not because we want to, it just happens by accident. I go to visit her and she's wearing the same shirt I am. It's always a surprise.
So how are you different from each other?
Well, Laura's a great dancer. And me? I can't dance at all.
Anything else?
Let's see. Her favorite color is green, mine's blue. She loves football and I love baseball. I could go on and on.
Well, how about musical tastes?
Oh, yeah. I love classical music, but she really prefers pop. I actually play the piano, but she doesn't play any musical instrument. I'd say she's really more of a dancer than a musical person.
And how about your own marriages and families? Are they similar in any way?
Well, we both have two kids. I've got a boy and a girl. She's got two boys. But our husbands are completely different. Not at all alike.
Really? Well, thank you, Lucille Kennedy, for talking with us today about you and your twin sister.
Thank you. That was fun.
Yep. Try to listen once, twice, three, four, or five times more. Can you tell me how they're alike and how they're different? Try to understand the similarities and differences between them, between these twin sisters, Lucio and Laura. And then try to understand how they're different. On their husband's side, are they alike? On their clothing side, are they alike or different? Tell me about it.
Page 33. Exercise B. Listen to take notes. Listen again for what Lucille says about these topics. On your notepad, use the vocabulary to write sentences about how she and her sister are different.
Yeah? He's asking you the same thing I'm asking you. So I don't need to play it again, because you can rewind and listen to it once or twice more. So I don't need to do it. It's sort of time-consuming.
We're talking today.
Page 33. Pronunciation. Blending sounds.
Blending sounds. Blending sounds means compound sounds. Sometimes sounds are blended. How? For example, does she changes to does she? Does he changes to does he? Does he? Here, they're blended together. Compound, blended, composed, mixed. Yeah?
Exercise A. Read and listen. Pay attention to the blended sounds in does she and does he. 1.
Does she have any stepchildren?
Does she have any stepchildren? See? Does she have changes to does she have?
2.
How many stepchildren does she have?
3.
Does he live near you?
4.
Where does he live?
Where does he live?
Now listen again and repeat in the pauses.
Does she have any stepchildren?
Repeat.
How many stepchildren does she have?
Does he live near you?
Where does he live?
Page 34. Reading.
Yeah, let's listen to the reading. This is going to be the last part of Top Notch. So we'll listen to the reading. Then I'll explain about new words. Of course, words I think might be new to you.
Read and listen.
When adult children come home.
My wife and I recently sent our last child off to college. We are ready to sell the house and travel, but our oldest daughter doesn't have a job and plans to move back home. What should we do?
Most North Americans expect their children to move out of the house at 18, but that's changing. Today, more adult children are returning home to live. Some don't have jobs or can't pay for the high costs of housing. Some are recently separated or divorced. Most are single, but some come home with a wife, husband, or child, too. Most parents are happy when their kids come back home to live. However, when a son or daughter can't find a job or is recently divorced, there can be problems. And if their son or daughter is still at home at the age of 35, many parents are no longer happy. In your case, what if your daughter moves back home? Don't worry. If you and your daughter had a good relationship when she was younger, she'll be fine. Help her in any way you can. And it's okay to ask, how long do you plan on staying? Don't treat your daughter like a child. In our culture, adult children don't feel good about living at home, and they don't want to depend on their parents' help. Tell her you understand. Talk to your daughter as an adult Have a discussion about paying for expenses and helping with household responsibilities and chores, such as kitchen cleanup and doing laundry. If you and your daughter talk and try to understand each other, everyone will be happier.
Page 36. Review.
Yeah, I think it's okay. That's enough. Up to here. So, let's go to the new words. Yeah, let's go.
Kurzweil 1000. Page 1. Top-notch reading vocabulary.
Reading vocabulary.
Adult children.
Adult children. Adult children means grown-up children. Means children who have grown up. Children who have become older. Just like us. We're adult children. That is, we are over 18, over 20, over 18. When we finish our high school diploma, when we are over 18, we are considered adults or grown-ups. Americans say we're old enough to take care of ourselves. So when we're old enough to take care of ourselves, when we're old enough to live alone, when we're old enough to get independent of our parents, we say we're adults. Baligh. Yes, grown up.
Top-notch reading adult children. Recently.
Recently means lately. Means during these days, lately, recently. Near, I mean, not very far. Recently. I've recently downloaded an audio. This means I've downloaded the audio these days. Maybe yesterday, maybe the other day, maybe 2 years ago. 2 days ago, sorry. Yeah?
Send off.
Send off. We send him off to the college means send somebody off, means send somebody out of the city or send somebody away. For example, you're living in LA and your son is accepted at a university in New York. So you send him off to college or even closer. You're living in L.A. and your son is accepted at a university in Santa Monica. So you send him off to college. You live in Tehran and your daughter is accepted at a university in Karachi. So you send her off to college. Means you send her far from you, away from your own city, away from your town. You send her out of town. Off.
Return.
Return means come back or go back. No difference. I return home means I come back home or I go back home or even to be back.
High cost of housing.
High costs means paying a lot of money. High costs of housing means high costs of accommodation. Housing. High costs means you should pay a lot of money. You gotta pay a lot of money. Expensive. High costs means high expenses. Housing means accommodation, means getting a house. For example, Mushtaba should pay high costs of housing in Isfahan because now he's independent of his family. So he's rented a house. He's got to pay high costs of housing. He's got to pay a lot of money.
Discussion.
Discussion means argument. Argument. Talking. Talking about different things. Or looking or investigating different matters. When you're looking into matters, it's called discussion. Bahs. Yes?
Paying for expenses.
Paying for expenses means paying for costs. means giving money. To pay means to give money. When you give money for costs, you pay for expenses.
Helping with household responsibilities and chores.
Helping with household responsibilities. Responsibilities means things you're responsible to do. Means things you ought to do. Things you should do. Household responsibilities means mas'uliyat ha.
Helping with.
Helping with. Help is clear. You all know about it.
Household responsibilities.
Household responsibilities. Household means house. Household, family. Things related to family is household. Any khanavade, khanavar, and responsibilities means mas'uliyat. یعنی کمک کردن در قبال مسئولیت‌های خانه‌داری و کلاً خانواده.
And chores.
And chores. Chores means work. House chores means housework.
Kitchen cleanup.
Kitchen cleanup. When you give your kitchen a cleanup. Kitchen. تمیز کردن آشپزخانه.
Doing laundry.
Doing laundry means washing clothes. Doing the wash up. The wash up. Wash. Doing laundry means doing the wash up. Means washing the clothes. Kullan shustashu, shustashu libas.
Movie vocabulary.
Yeah, that's enough. So, on intro interchange side, we finished Unit 7. And now we should watch the movie.
Left bracket 7/16, right bracket unit 07 period WMV.
Yes, let's watch the movie, unit 7. Let's go.
It's your mom.
Hello?
Hi, Mom. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. A little tired, but good.
Sophia says hello.
Yeah, it's nice. She's asking about her apartment. Yeah, I like it.
Well, let me see. There are 4 rooms, the living room, the kitchen, and 2 bedrooms. Oh, and of course a bathroom. The living room?
Well, it's really big.
The kitchen is nice too.
No, we don't have a microwave. We just have a regular oven.
Yes, the kitchen is very sunny.
There is a modern refrigerator.
Clean?
Yeah, of course it's clean.
The bedroom?
Actually, there are lot of big windows, and the view is really great. Yeah, there's a really big closet too.
Mom, I live in an apartment in the city.
There is no yard.
What?
The present. Yes, yes, I do. Yes, thank you very much for the vase. Yeah, we really like it.
Oh, it's in the living room.
283 Richdale. Why?
What?
You're in town? Oh, great. Okay, see you soon. She's coming here now.
No way.
Just a minute.
Jessica, is that you? It's Mom.
I'm coming.
What's going on in there?
Hi, Mom.
Hi.
Come on in.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, so this is your apartment.
Yeah.
Hi, you must be Sophia.
Nice to meet you.
You too. How was Brazil?
Oh, it was awesome. Thank you for asking.
What a nice apartment.
Thank you. This is the perfect place for my vase. Is this the bedroom? Don't open that!
Don't open it!
Yep, got it. Rewind and watch once, twice, three, four, or five times more. Try to understand the movie. Jessica and Sophia are roommates. They're living at the same place. Their place is the same. They're living in the same apartment. So what happens? Jessica's mom calls her up. Now, Jessica is talking about her apartment, about their apartment, about the rooms and the things. Is she telling the truth or she's telling lies? What happens then? Where is her mom? Is she out of town or in town? What happens when she stops by to see them? And what happens at last when she opens the door? Yeah, let's take a short glance at the new words.
Window.
Yeah.
Doing laundry. Movie vocabulary.
Movie vocabulary.
Present.
Present means gift. Gift. When's your birthday? For example, when you're invited to a birthday, you get a present. You get a gift. Yes, birthday. Happy birthday to you. You get a present. What's Jessica's mom's present for them? It's a vase. Present.
Vase.
Vase. The present is the vase. Vase is something in which you put flowers. Flowers. Where do you plant your flowers? Of course, flowers in your apartment, not in the garden. Where do you put them? Where do you plant them? In a vase. It's smaller than a greenhouse. Greenhouse? Much smaller than a greenhouse. It's sometimes made out of glass, sometimes plastic, sometimes something else. But it's a vase. American English, it's vase, and the British say vase. So two pronunciations, vase, American, and vase, British. And what's that? Goldan, goldun, where you grow your flowers. Yep, vase, American, and vase, British.
In town.
In town. She's in town. She's not out of town. When Mojtaba is in Isfahan, he's in town. But when he goes to Najafabad, he's out of town.
No way.
No way means impossible. It's not about time. It's not the right time. No way. Sometimes you're not ready for something. You're not ready for a visit. And somebody wants to stop by, wants to drop in, wants to pop in and say, no way. Means now it's impossible. It's not the right time to drop in. It's not the right time to come over to see me.
What's going on in there?
What's going on in there? What's going on in there means what's the matter there? What's up there? What's happening there? What's taking place there?
What a nice apartment.
What a nice apartment. When you want to talk about something and when you want to say well of something, say well of something. When you want to say something is good, you use what a nice. What a nice apartment. What a nice house. When I want to say well of a house or an apartment, I use what a nice. What a nice house. What a nice car. What a nice apartment.
Let's go. What a nice apartment.
What a nice apartment. Ciò porta mani sciocchi.
The perfect place.
The perfect place means the right place. The proper place. The suitable place.
Land. Land.
Yeah. It's finished.
Untitled Star-Adobe Audition. Wave control.
Yes, the movie is finished. I don't know how much you've been able to follow me. I don't know how much you could follow me. But tell me anything you like in your comments. I'll be waiting. I'm looking forward to reading, hearing, seeing, whatever you think. I'm looking forward to reading your comments. Yep. Now we should go to tactics, but I think that's enough up to here. This was the first session we spoke English, and I don't know how I've made it out. I don't know if I've made out well or not. I'm not sure about it, what I did, but tell me what happened. You know, it's you to tell me and it's you to judge. I don't know if I've been able to speak slowly, just like special English, or not. Maybe I used some words you didn't get, or maybe sometimes I am understood and sometimes I'm not. Tell me about it. Tell me whatever you like. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Wave control.
Take care.